And then we have the more commercial understanding of these networks referred to as Internet of Things and possibly the industrial Internet of Things. And what's going to happen is all these different devices are communicating with one another so that they can understand how to deal with their environments. So they have the example of our sensors with the temperature, humidity, smoke detection, water detection, fitness trackers, all coming together for a specific function. But there was this mock village where they were testing out what was referred to as Internet of Everything. And in this mock village, they had a grocery store. The grocery store had little robots that would stock all the shelves when they realized the shelves were empty. The shelves were also part of the network. And as the robot stocked the shelves, it could identify when products expired and throw them away on their own. The dumpster had its own network information, and it would identify when the dumpster was full, relay that information to a dump truck that was automated. The dump truck would come out, get the trash, throw it away, and when they threw away that expired product, it would also relay requests over to the warehouse to have a new one sent out, and the cycle would just continue. All of it was automated, the entire retail environment. And that's kind of what our Internet of Things are going to in the long term. All of this stuff can be automated out of existence.